expressions, even of this Sumi Shruti, refer to that also very carefully handled. Duty should always be aimed towards the highest achievement of life, highest fulfillment of life. Duty should be arranged like in that way. Dharma apavarga. His end should always be, aim should always be towards the highest achievement. Duty should be couched in such a way. And artha, money, should come to help duty, to discharge the duty. Money should be utilized. And kam, dharma, artha, kam. Kam, that is our connection with material things. That should be arranged in such a way that what is necessary to for the upkeepment of our life. In that way, not for enjoying purpose. We should accept the material energy from outside to such an extent which will help me best to keep up my health, and I shall earn money, and the money should be used to help my duty, and the duty should be arranged in such a way that one may take up to the highest end. Dharma, artha, kama, the fourfold ends of life. But here, even the sense person, pleasure, that is our aim, and we make money for that. And dharma means duty we arrange in such a way that the sense perception, the sense pleasure may be permanent. I shall distribute to others, and it will be saved in the nature, and after my life I shall get that. Dharma has to come. Dharma means to distribute sense pleasure to others. That is, to make it store, to give the money to the bank, to give it to the nature, and the nature will again repay me in future. That is dharma in the ordinary sense. It is going on in that way. Dharma has to come, threefold ends of life. But real, so the Bhagavata says, this adjustment will be this way. That is this sense pleasure, not sense pleasure, but to take some help through the senses to for the upkeepment of the body. And that body will collect energy, and that energy will help you to discharge your duty. And your duty should be always set in such a way that it will take you up towards your reach your goal. That is the should be the arrangement in the Vedas, but they mutilate it and close in this way.
That's
the sense pleasure. For the sense pleasure, they contact with matter, and then to purchase sense pleasure and to distribute one's money, and then when he distributes sense pleasure to others, his feeding, clothing, medicine, all this bodily health, it is in store for him. He will, after his death, he will again get those things from nature. Should I stop here? Any question? Any question?
Don't stop, man.
Especially what I told now on the basis of that. Any question? may come.
Hare Krishna.
Good Hare Bol.
So how to make adjustment in our own lives most accurately in order to always maintain the highest spiritual quality.
To be with the association of the same time but little higher position. Sadhu Shastra. We should select an environment just as when we fail to keep up our health, we change our place where the atmosphere will be very helpful to mind, and the water, the air, helpful. Unconsciously, they will help me for the improvement of my health, body. So also, when I feel that I want help from outside to intensify my inner holy tendency, then I shall try to put me and that in the favorable environment. Where from knowingly, unknowingly, I can gather, I can breathe in that high ideal atmosphere. And knowing then consciously, unconsciously, it will improve me. That example, that talk, that connection, that prasadam, in every way, that will contribute to me to recoup my health and to improve my health. The association, sadhu is that is more higher type of association, and passive shastra. Shastra is passive and sadhu is active helper. If any error, he will come and correct. But shastra won't be able to correct. Only I am to impose my thought on it and to make progress drawing from within my own cash box, my own storehouse.
Correspondence course.
I am to evolve. And this is, that will be easy to get help from the sadhu. He will examine me, oh, don't do this, do this. It's active, and this is passive. But anyhow, we can improve our condition with the help of these two. Sadhu Shastra, Pipaya Di Krishna. Also, Vyaja Sadhu Krishna Prem, Janme Punati Hon Mukhanga. The beginning is also with the company of sadhu, and when sufficiently acquired, then also we want to the company of sadhu. However we are, there are the paraphernalia, helping paraphernalia to engage myself in the service of the guru in so many forms. They are all busy themselves to serve, and their association, their instruction, also comes to us to engage, to utilize us in the service of Krishna. So try to improve our environment, to accept anyhow. When we are in danger in any place, then sometimes losing consciousness, sometimes consciousness coming, some accident, what do I do? I say, my father is there, my mother, my friend is there, take my body at their disposal. Then they will look after me. This sort of help we would like to get from the stranger. So also, the who knows the value of my life, put me there. So sadhus know the value of my spiritual life. Value of spiritual life. So, anyhow, put me in that their circle. And they know the valuation of spiritual life, and they will come and nurse for their master, for their own accord, to increase their society they have interest, so they cannot but nurse me. But there it is their interest also to make their circle wide, and by the news recruit for Krishna, service of Krishna, they will be rewarded. So it is their interest to take care of us. Anyhow, to throw myself at the vicinity of the fathers. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidai 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 Gaur Hari, How long you are to stay here? We can expect your company.
After the answer to that last question, I think that I should move into the ashram here. I require the shelter of a personality such as yourself so that I can progress in spiritual life.
Rupa Goswami asked Mahaprabhu after first initiation, please allow me to be always in your company. Mahaprabhu replied, you are always with me, especially if you obey my order, you will be with me. And disobeying and keeping my company, that will not be to be with me. The body association is not association proper. The mental association, the body may be far, but the mind may be near only by the obedience, the anugatya, the perseverance. That is Sangha of the Chetan. In the case of the soul, one soul can keep association with another soul only through the same tenor of mind, only through through obedience, anugatya. Bodily may be far off, but by anugatya, perseverance, one can be near. That was told by Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. Now you go to Vrindavan. It is for Krishna's cause. It's necessary that you will go to Vrindavan and do all these duties. Then you will be near. Only bodily close connection is not to live near.
But Rupa Goswami is far, far beyond us. And therefore, he was able to maintain obedience in all situations. But we are afraid that if we go, then we may lose the frame of mind, proper frame of mind for obedience.
So we have to inform that this is my desire, and I feel such. And the response, as it will come, we have to abide by. And then I am near. Otherwise, no. You go do. No, I don't do this. I must keep close to your body.
So you just tell us what to do.
So, Savan Kirtan, to hear and to distribute, to Indian and to export. That is the main direction of Mahaprabhu. Receive and distribute. Receive and clear. And the more, more and the higher things will be entrusted with you, and you have to distribute it properly to the public. Amaragya Guru Hayyatara, the general order, command of Mahaprabhu. Be agent of Krishna consciousness. True agent of Krishna consciousness. Don't try to exploit by that selfish exploitation. My agent, pure agent of Krishna consciousness, receive, you will get my help. You will get my help. Honorably, here you will have my company, my presence you will feel if you obey my order. I am here, I am at your back. If you disregard me, I am also far off. Dhare dako tare go. Kaho Krishna, the agent of Krishna consciousness. You are mine. I am at your back. Swami Maharaj told when he felt some sickness there that he may not live any longer, your grandfather is there on your back. Don't be depressed. He told somewhere in America, a section, your grandfather is there to help you. Don't be discouraged if I disappear. I am by the will of Krishna, if I am withdrawn, don't be disappointed, dejected. Your grandfather is there. So in any way, the Krishna is there to back. Or from the unseen quarter, I shall back you. In some way or other, in any way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
2 years ago, with the help of my godbrother, the Sanskrit expert Kushakrata Das, I wrote one ashtakam to Srila Prabhupada, our Srila Prabhupada. And at the end of the 8 verses, the 9th verse is there. And the prayer was, Yeva idam Sri Prabhupada devam kirtyastakam sustu patantu nityam.
In Sanskrit.
Goro dayacharya vichitra shaktya te krishna vartam pavadantu bhumyam.
Slowly. Pronounce it slowly.
My pronunciation is not very good, and I'm an ignorant character as far as Sanskrit is concerned, but I'll try.
No, does not matter. Bhavagrahi janardana. Murku vadati vishnayo, dhiru vadati vishnavi. An ignorant man, he says Vishnaya. In Sanskrit it is incorrect. Vishnavi. It should be Vishnavi. But he says Vishnaya. Murku vadati Vishnaya, dhiru vadati Vishnavi. A scholar, he says Vishnavi dadyat. Vishnavi namo. And the murku Vishnaya namo. Very grammatically incorrect. The Uhayatra Samangpanna. The experts say that both is equal. Bhavagrahi Janardhanam. He sees the thought underlying that sound. Bhavagrahi. He is eager for the meaning couched in the word. Not very particular about the word. Not very particular about the Jinish Patale, he was a packet. The sound is packet.
Meaning.
And the meaning is the substance. So he is very particular about the substance, not for the packet. The word. Hare Krishna.
So the verse is
Bhavagrahi Janardhana. The very purpose, the purity of purpose. That is his lookout. Not a dress, but the man.
I'm embarrassed to say any verse in front of Srila Maharaj. I'll repeat it. Yeva idam Sri Prabhupada devam.
Deva.
Deva.
Idam Sri Prabhupada deva.
Kirtyastakam sustu patantu nityam. Probably wrong word.
The
Goro dayacharya vichitra shaktya.
Guru.
Gora.
Gaura. Gaura. Daya. Guru daya.
Goro dayacharya. Goro dayacharya. The acharya is coming from Lord Chaitanya.
Guru dayacharya.
Vichitra shaktya.
The agent of the magnanimity of Gauranga himself.
Yes. Actually, I'll just say the English. The idea is that the authors of the Ashtakam are praying to the acharyas who are representing Lord Chaitanya to empower all of the chanters of this Ashtakam to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world.
The agent of Gauranga, who has got who has got a freed, the order of free distribution widely to the world.
Yes.
The all-world agent of Gaurangu.
He wants the agency from the factory we're requesting.
He was an agent in the beginning for the medicine, but later on he got the agency of the highest medicine to remove the ignorance, the
avidya.
His physical medicine to cure the physical diseases, and that took him up to the highest medicine to cure the avidya, badhi, disease, the disease of ignorance. To remove the whole world, that agency he got. Gaurangu,
Gaurangu. So, in my earlier service days, I was in charge of Spiritual Sky Incense Company, selling fragrances, agarbati, and perfume for the institution, raising funds. So perhaps you could empower me to spread the fragrance of your words all over the world.
Maybe he will. What was the word, John?
One of those.
We stop here.
Would you
object if we, because we don't very much like to hear that those persons who are your disciples are considered to be somehow disloyal, or the persons who are coming to see you are somehow disloyal to Srila Prabhupada, our Srila Prabhupada.
Little accommodating, and that will be judicious, deliberate for them. They are judicious. I hope that this will be of accommodating nature. That will be better. Up to tolerant state. Otherwise, amongst them also, the heat may break out very soon, as it did recently. So it may be repeated.
So then we may try to make some effort in order to, and help them philosophically to understand how important it may be to accommodate your divine grace.
Yes, as much as I can. I shall try always at the disposal in harmonizing.
Thank you.
I have been doing it. But as I asked, this Gadadhar took Diksha from me. I asked him the nama dikha you have got, that is the principal thing. Right? So you can accept your parampara, having mahārāja. You need not mention name there. Sami Mahārāja, then Bhakti Siddhānta. The sannyas parampara, after the departure of our Guru Mahārāja, the first sannyas was taken by the founder of Gauriya Sangha, the senior most disciple of Prabhupada, who was sent to London also for preaching. He took sannyas from me, but that was not, I did not demand, and I asked him not to mention my name. As his guru, sannyas guru, Kesava Bharati was not very so important, Mahaprabhu. So sannyas guru, of course, with our heart, we shall as much as appreciate his qualification, we cannot but show our reverence to him. Respect to him, but formally we may not mention his name. So what to speak of sannyas guru, even the sadhu, as I and we, in case of Dayadhar, who was recommended and sent to me by the acharya of his own John, that is Hamsadhar. Hamsadhar himself sent Dayadhar to me. And I gave him Diksha, Panchavati, this Gayatri Dikha, Brahmani Dikha. And at the same time I advised him, you have taken Harinam from Swami Maharaj, that is the principal thing, the Naam Diksha. So, you may not, need not mention my name in your parampara. But I am not very eager for that. Chini man in sitting in a corner the whole life as idle as possible. as the last days by my fortune the Guru Maharaj takes something from me what is kept with me, I shall consider fortune. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Whatever you do, avoiding as much heat as possible, as much as possible, avoid heat with the competition.
Yes.
And only for the best interest of the mankind, loka sangha me vārta patya machyati, for the good of the people. To declare conscience, to do some service to those that are coming with faith, that you should die. Not much of the stamp, but the gold, the material, that is necessary.
Maharaj, so when Gopinath stole the condensed milk from Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri immediately left that village so that he would not become glorified by the residents. But nonetheless, he was, wherever he went, because he was such an exalted devotee, could not help but be glorified.
For fear of glory, he fled from Puri at once.
But his fame followed him.
We think that your good self is in the same position. You cannot help but want to glorify you.
Then, the opposite I shall do. You expect. No, all fame must come to me. This should be my attitude. You will be the last man to accept that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This should self-abnegation. That is the first condition. In the bond, we must assign self-abnegation, all to Him, nothing in me. If I go to claim, then I shall have a black mark then and there. I pray that sort of black thing may not enter my heart.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Gaudhari 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 Gaudhari
একদম নেমেই যাচ্ছেন, মহারাজ নিয়েছেন মহারাজের কাছে সন্ন্যাস, তারপরে
হরি কৃষ্ণ হরি কৃষ্ণ.
We thought to write one paper. We thought to write a philosophical paper trying to explain from our limited point of view your divine grace's relationship with our society.
Society,
with your society.
Swami Maharaj. The intimate relationship with Swami Maharaj.
Yes.
And also the society is gone. I love
Hare Krishna. So we'll do that. So we can do that to present your love for
according
for
to your conscience,
but
always remembering that I am not on the side of any collision. Avoid the collision. Do according to your sincere heart and your conscience. But as much as possible, avoid the collision, the competition, bad name, bad will.
That we also want.
Go where you go. In a sober way, not in excited way. What you do with a sober way, cool brain, and never with any excitement. You can also convey to that Yashoda Nandana and other qualified men who are not can't keep good relationship with the present administration of ISKCON. You may come in contact with them and discuss, consult, and as much as possible go on in a combined effort, but with cool and sober brain and temperament. As far as possible, not disturbing others, not making others opponents. Dhanāra viṣuṇīcena, tarūra viṣuṣṇuna, amānina mahanadena, ītaniya sadāhari. Slow and steady wins the race. Gaudhari Gaudhari.
I'm going tomorrow to Puri.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Early, so I won't be able to come to see you tomorrow morning.
Then
I'm supposed to meet Jayapataka Swami in Puri. He's agreed that I may be the GBC for Puri and develop Puri for the society.
Yeah.
And also that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajan Kutir is there.
Yeah.
Our society has got that possession now.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to rehabilitate that place and develop it as a shrine to Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Yeah.
So we're going to work on that. And also to develop the institute there, as we previously discussed. We want to work on that. Then if I can, perhaps I'll come back for another day or two. Before I go back to London, if I can.
Starting from London, you visit here again.
I would like to. I'm feeling too much.
But you are a busy man.
Attraction to stay with you.
Some information, urgent information may come from London, and you have to go straight there.
I'm avoiding getting any information from London in case that is the intimation. But before I go, I have to discuss one thing with you privately, a private matter, if it's all right, if I can take the leave of my fellows just for a few minutes of a private discussion of a very important issue to myself.
Now.
Is it possible? It'll take only 10, 15 minutes, perhaps.
Now, just
yes.
Now.
Yes.
Are you going to go?
Yes.
My petition.
Yes.
Privately.
Hare Krishna. This is
going on.
Oh, that should be turned off, please. Thank you.
Withdrawn, Shuddha Ratta Deva. Rishinang Avalatmanang. When so many rishis, by their penances or other processes, they have acquired the purity of their heart to a sufficient degree. Bhakti Nimgunda Prayan Charane Nopraen Upayate. But often it is seen that they have got no attraction for Mukunda. Some Brahma, some Paramatma, some goes to Shiva, all these things. Devanam Shuddha Sattanam, not only God, but qualification is there, Shuddha Sattva. Devada, Deva are higher type, higher, high-posted gods. Rishi nang, amulatma nang, not only Rishi, scholars, Shastric scholars, but amulatma nang, purity of heart also to be traced in them. Bhakti mukunda charane nupayana. This is a very strange thing. That they have got no inclination towards Mukunda, either connected, either that. Sudur Lava. So in Bhakti Rasamrita, Kesh Pleshagni, Sufada, Moksha Lokhita Krit, Sudur Lava, Sandananda Vishesha Atma, Sri Krishna Karishini Chasa. These are the statement about the relations, about the developed stages of devotion. It develops in such a way. Sudurlabha. Even when you have rejected liberation, I don't want rejection, I hate liberation, then also he may not come to you. Sudurlabha. After moksha lohita krit, when you have passed this stage, that you do not care for complete liberation, then also it will be not easily got. It is such, by renunciation, complete renunciation, that is not qualification to attain him. Something there. So you will have to wait and when you, through the grace of the sadhu, that you can have. So that you have clearly got the passport. No defect in your passport. That does not mean that you will get the visa. Sudurlabha. Still you have to attend hard sometimes to have entrance into the that domain.
Ankota.
Ankota. Gold, holy gold.
Your socks.
Your socks,
yeah. And that is without my notice. He or his attendant?
He did. He took them.
Lilium.
And perhaps these two has been presented by him.
Yes, two pairs of new socks. They were yesterday.
I gave to you them. Oh. These are. I brought it for you.
You get this here. Yes,
please.
And this.
Also as well.
You.
Yes. You see, I did not see you when I was in London buying a pullover like this for myself. I went into the shop, Oxford Street shop, and then there I liked that one. When I tried it, it was too big. And I said, I'm not going to give it back. This is for my Guru Maharaj.
Slack and soft.
At that time, I said, this is for my Guru Maharaj. I did not see you. I did not come to India even.
Very so suiting. Very suiting in old age. Hare Krishna. Nidai. Gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold. We have to understand and realize from what height Swami Maharaj came to you. Yes? He approached you and he came down from what sort of high position came down to take you there. You have to appreciate that. Hare Krishna.
Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Yes.
He prayed for the appearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. He prayed to the Lord for appearance of a pure devotee.
Is it not clear, but it is also mentioned in a way. Sri Gauranga Parishad Thakur Bhakti Vinod Dinhin Pati Jero Bandhu Kolitam Vinashite Anideno Abonite Tomar Kalanka Potna Hindu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's will to push his teachings to the world. His earnest desire to push, that was the call of drawing him here. Prabhupada has written, Sri Gauranga Parishad, Sri Sarupa Damodar, Gadadhar Sarupa Damodar, they are always in this dham, they are always engaged in their service to Gauranga. And different God. Sometimes over the surface, sometimes underground. In this dham, they are always engaged. But for the good fortune of the people of this time, anyhow, they came over the surface in the garb of Gaur Krishna Babaji and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Gadadhar Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Sarup Damodar and Gaur Krishna Babaji. Prakat Hoyayavi, Bhajya Radha Krishna Devi, Aprakashya Katha Yatha Tata. This secret truth should not be given publicity to ordinary people. But there will that these things would be given in inspiration, inner inspiration. But the divine will is everything. The ultimate pledge is the will of Krishna, Radha Rama, God of Mahaprabhu. Anyhow, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and then mainly in a form of Shastra, a modernized way was delivered by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and it was given to Prabhupada. It is very peculiar. Prabhupada did not like to accept this duty. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him, "You like to lead a life of religious luxury. You think that these things would be very troublesome to take up the work, the service of Mahaprabhu. That would be very troublesome to you. Do you want to be maybe his body? That very nice.